This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 480 for Thursday, July 16th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are higher on Thursday due to increases in the Chicago soy complex. The November canola contract is up $1.40 at $4.7940 per ton. The January contract is up $1.30 at $4.8650 per ton. There is also support from higher Malaysian palm oil, but lower European rapeseed is weighing on values. A trader says farmer selling of canola in the bin is picking up as farmers see that their crops in the field are looking good. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower at 73.73 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 73.89. The United States Department of Agriculture reports two large private sales today. One is for 522,000 tons of soybeans to China. About a quarter of the amount is to be delivered in the current crop year and the remainder during 2020-21. The second sale is for 350,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Less than 20% is for delivery before September 1st, and the bulk of it is to be delivered during the coming marketing year. In the weekly export sales report from the USDA on Thursday, wheat is more than 764,000 tons. Old crop corn is over 981,000 tons, and new crop corn exceeds 655,000 tons. Soybean export sales are about 313,000 tons for old crop and almost 768,000 tons for a new crop. Soy meal is around 177,000 tons of old crop and about 28,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil totals 5,700 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday. The August contract is up 7 cents at $8.93.5 per bushel. August soy oil is up by nearly a half cent at 29.27 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up $1.20 at $287 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Thursday, with the September contract up 4 cents at $3.30 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the September contract up 7 cents at $2.83.5. Wheat futures are falling on Thursday. Chicago September is down 15.5 at 535. Kansas City September is down 11 at 449. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September is down 13 at 515. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, July 16th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.